Hello and welcome to this video abstract. We shall now present our article that we gave the title Design of Customized Corporate E-Learning. My name is Knut Arne Strand and currently I am a PhD student within the area of e-learning. My employer is the Faculty of Informatics and E-Learning at Sør-Trøndelag University College and I follow a PhD program at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. I wrote this article together with Tor Atle, who will now present himself.
Yes, my name is Tor Atle Hjelpnes. I am since 2002 been working as a business developer at the TSIP Research Foundation. And I also, for the last 7 years, been giving lectures at Sør-Trøndelag University College at the Faculty of Informatics and E-Learning. This article, article's title is Design of Customized Corporate E-Learning. The main focus of this article is to put attention on the challenges faced by an educational institution when such customized corporate e-learning is designed and delivered to external companies. We want to benefit from these experiences and use them as input when we later should define a new method for e-learning design.
Yes, and the research method we used in this study is exploratory. We collected both primary, secondary, and supplementary data. Our primary data were collected from two different projects that was carried out by the educational institution we belong to. These two projects were both on assignment from external companies, but their requirements differed a lot. In one project, the client wanted the educational institution to develop e-learning-based vocational training for their employees, while the customer in the second project required customized higher education that could form part of a bachelor degree. We used questionnaires to the students, interviews with involved project participants, and analysis of former project documents. Secondary data were collected from the e-learning literature, and supplementary data is based on our institution's long experience in e-learning and distance education.
Yeah, and now I will tell you something about our results and findings. Our main findings could be separated in two areas. These are the challenges we are facing when we are in the design phase and the challenges we are facing when we deliver the e-learning. In the design phase, it is really important to establish a good dialogue with relevant stakeholders to ensure that the stakeholders understand the different possibilities and that the educational institution really understands the customer's requirements. Stakeholder involvement is extra important when customized corporate e-learning is developed, and one should start the collaborative design process by focusing on the needs of the learners. In the delivery phase, it is very important that the lecturers know the technology and can vary the use of the technology in a pedagogically good way. This requires much training. We must be aware that lecturers often need much more time to prepare a web-based lecture compared with a traditional campus lecture. Several reasons for this are mentioned in our article.
Yes, and for the future, we plan to use the results from this study and to define and implement a new method for design of customized corporate e-learning. This method will focus on stakeholder involvement. We will exploit the principles of current design and establish a design team of different stakeholders responsible for different roles. The method should be model-driven, meaning that we develop several sub-models that totally represents a holistic model for the entire e-learning system. The development of this model will take place in concurrent design sessions with all the stakeholders present, and we will use appropriate software tools in this work.
Yeah. This was a short abstract over our article, and we hope you find it interesting. So please just download it and read it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.